Here at the NAFB Washington Watch Issues Forum, I'm speaking with Rod Snyder with National Corn Growers Association. And Rod, you're here to speak to farm broadcasters, and let's try to touch on a couple of the issues that you're directly involved in. And one of those, I understand, is this whole issue of climate change.
Yes, climate change is quickly emerging as one of the top priorities in this new congressional session. They're spending a lot of time talking about it, and there have been bills in previous years, but with the change in administration and the Democratic majorities in the House and Senate even stronger this year, I think it's providing an opportunity for them to perhaps actually move the bill this year.
So what is it that probably these people here in D.C. need to know about what corn growers do or are doing and how it relates to that issue?
Well, sure. We're taking a look at the legislation as it's coming, as it's being drafted right now. And one of the things that we're closely watching is to make sure that agriculture is not part of the capped sector. So in other words, as they look at greenhouse gas emissions across the economy, agriculture only makes up a very small portion of that. And so we're going to try to ensure that our farmers are not regulated under a cap. Because it's really our emissions are very diffuse, much like a non-point source sort of situation, and it would be very expensive for the government to try to regulate our sources of greenhouse gas emissions.
Well, how do you? I know we're not there yet, but how do you feel about the discussion at this point?
Well, I think that we've made a lot of progress so far on sort of identifying the fact that, especially over the issue of whether or not we're within the cap. I think leadership in Congress has said that agriculture probably will be exempted. And now this discussion has moved on to the whole area of agricultural offsets and whether or not farmers will be able to provide carbon credits, particularly to power plants and other emitters, to purchase. And through soil practices, through no-till or conservation tillage or cover crops, things of this nature. And so we're looking at market opportunities at this point.
So if somebody wants to find information that would help them in talking to their legislators about this issue, do you have resources you can point them to?
Yes, we have www.ncga.com is our website, and we actually have a lot of issue updates and regular information on our website which explains this issue.
Great. Well, thank you very much. That's Rod Snyder with NCGA here at the NAFB Washington Watch Issues Forum. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.